Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
This is the Lisa Dent Show. Thank you for joining us. Sometimes Santa needs just a little bit of help. And Tim Norman, you're going to tell us why the USPS, the United States Postal Office Service, needs a little bit of help. Santa needs some elves. Can we help?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you for having me on the show today. USPS Operation Santa is a great program that the Postal Service has. This variation of Dear Santa and Operation Santa goes back about 110 years. And basically what it is that people can send letters into Santa, and these can be adopted. And it's really based on the random acts of kindness and generosity of strangers. So it's really kind of a magical thing, and it's anonymous. And it's just a great way that people can help make somebody's wishes come true for the holidays.
So this program has been along and around as long as this radio station, for over 100 years. And so you're just looking for volunteers to adopt the children and the families that write the letters, and you fulfill the holiday wishes. It's not about responding to the letter. It's actually maybe going out and buying that toy or helping Santa out a little bit, right?
Yes, that's correct. First off, there's a couple components to the program. People that send letters in, they have to have it addressed to Santa, basically 123 Elf Road, North Pole, and the zip code is 888-8858. And it also has to have postage on it and a return address. So that's what gets the letter posted into the system, because it's all digital now. It's been digital for the last 3 years. Then if a person is interested in adopting, they go to our site, the USPS Operation Santa site, and if they're wanting to adopt, they have to do a identity verification. They sign up, create an account, they get verified, and then Monday, the 28th, was when you could actually start adopting letters. And so, yeah, then the person, you know, with the letter they adopt, or letters, plural, they can fulfill, you know, what somebody's wanting to get for Christmas. And then once they're ready to ship that, they do have to take it to a post office and pay for the postage. They get a QR type of a code number, and the letter has an ID on it, and the clerk at the post office will be able to, you know, print the label with the address that it's going to, and you know, but it's kept anonymous. The adopter doesn't have the address, doesn't have the tracking information. You know, we're very strong, yeah, on the security and
that's
safety
key
of the program,
yeah,
and the privacy of it.
Tim Norman is United States Postal Service.
How it works.
I just want to reintroduce you so people know who you are. Tim is United States Postal Service Strategic Communications Coordinator. And Tim, I know you're saying this has been around 100 years. I haven't really heard of it. I didn't know that people could send a letter to 123 Elf Road, North Pole, 88888, and it would arrive.
Yeah, that this just came up, you know, just a few years ago. This has been around for 3 years with the digital component, and it's only digital now. People might remember, especially in Chicago, that there used to be an Operation Santa program where you could adopt letters in person. But this is how it is been done now, and seemingly will go into the future that way as well. So, but you know, there's different organizations that do these different things, but as far as called Operation Santa, we're the only ones that do that.
And somebody just sent a text message, and they kind of captured what I was thinking too, and they said, this sounds very complicated, but it's not. On the end of the person who is being the elf, all you have to do is go to USPSOperationSanta.com, and then everything you need, mm-hmm, to know is there when it comes to,
yes,
the address.
It's a great website. It has all sorts of frequently asked questions. Just about everything that you can think of, or you know, that you might have a concern with, it's all in there, and it really is pretty easy to use.
You know what, Tim? You sound like you would be a good Santa. You sound like a kind soul.
Well, you know, this season it's just a wonderful season, and again, you know, just the way this program is built upon, and the you know, the generosity of strangers, and just being able to help out others is just a wonderful thing.
So if the post office has been doing this for 100 years, how many kids have received presents through Operation Santa? Do you have any idea the number?
Not really. I know just locally, you know, it's thousands of them through, and of course, many, many more throughout all the years that the programs have been in existence. But, you know, the great thing about this program as well is that you can go into it, and when you're ready to adopt a letter, and you can, if you want to keep it in Illinois, you know, it's, they're under states. So
cool,
that
because,
helps you with the postage, because they have to be sent priority mail. And, of course, the further away it goes, unless it's, you know, flat rate packages or that sort of thing, you have to pay more. Also, I'd like to bring up too that there's a way where you can click on the language and you can actually adopt letters in Spanish as well.
Oh, that's wonderful. Okay, so USPS Operation Santa.com, so United States Postal Service Operation Santa.com. And for anyone else that wants to submit a letter or help your child submit a letter, I just love that it's 123 Elf Road, North Pole, 88888. I think there's five eights there.
That's correct.
All right. Well, thanks for jumping on with us. We really appreciate it. Tim, I'm going to jump on and do this right now.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, and happy holidays.
Same to you. Coming up, a few of your text messages about motorcycles, the guy that I couldn't identify from Love Actually, and Christine McVie and her passing. That's all on the way. Plus, details about the railway strike and how it's been averted. But Mary's got your weather and traffic first.